Can you buy your mortgage at a discount with an annuity? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in episode 108 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. I want to thank everyone who reached out because I did take a little bit of a hiatus, and all of you who emailed me and wondered why I wasn't putting any new content out. I had to take a little bit of a step back, but now we're back and we're going to keep putting out great content to help keep the educational process moving forward. So imagine walking into your bank tomorrow and saying, I'd like to prepay the next 5 years of my mortgage, but I want to pay about 10% less than what I actually owe. That may sound impossible, but one of my clients recently sent me an email asking almost exactly that same question. Now, he wasn't talking about paying off his loan. He was asking whether an insurance company could essentially take over his mortgage payments for the next 5 years. And surprisingly, after we ran the numbers, the math isn't crazy. So today we're going to explore whether the strategy actually works, when it makes sense, and what most people might overlook with this strategy. Here's the actual email that I received from one of my clients, Dave, who is super, super sharp when it comes to annuities. He owns a ton of them. And he's actually the same person who gave me another podcast idea that we put out several months ago. But the email said, Marty, I've been thinking about doing the following, but first, curious on your thoughts. And second, if it makes sense, what offerings do you see for a five-year term certain SPIA that provides $2,150 a month? For those of you who don't understand the terminology, a five-year term certain SPIA means it's a single premium immediate annuity that only pays for 5 years and then it stops. It's a very set period of time. That's what term certain means. He goes, I'm thinking of annuitizing our monthly mortgage of $2,150 in five-year chunks. I figured if I took 5 years of mortgage payments and placed it in an annuity, I could do so possibly at a 10 to 12% discount. That is, if I need $129,000 for 5 years of mortgage payments, I'm thinking I could get a five-year term certain for around $115,000 today that will deliver $129,000 over the next 5 years. That puts $14,000 back in my pocket with no risk. Am I missing something? Dave. Well, after doing the math, no, he's not missing anything, and it's actually quite brilliant. Here's what he was actually proposing. So let's say your mortgage payment is roughly $2,150 per month. Over the 5 years, that's 60 payments that total up to $129,000. So instead of making those payments himself every month and just leaving the money in a high-yield savings account or something like that, or just paying off the entire mortgage, he would purchase a five-year period term certain immediate annuity that pays exactly $2,150 every month. If the insurance company only requires approximately $115,000 today, he has effectively purchased $129,000 worth of future mortgage payments for only $115,000. And that is a savings of roughly $14,000. Now, why could this work? Because this is where people get confused. Insurance companies aren't just returning your own money. They're investing that lump sum in their personal investment portfolio into long-term investment-grade bonds. They know what the interest rates are, and they know exactly how long they'll be paying on a term certain annuity. And because, again, it's only a term certain contract, there is no longevity risk for them on their side of it. So they're simply discounting future payments back to today's dollars. So really think of this as almost like buying a bond that sends you a paycheck every single month instead of the typical six-month interest distribution. Now, we have to ask, is the math reasonable? And this is where we need to become analytical about it. So again, suppose the monthly payment for the mortgage is $2,150. I ran the numbers, and that would actually take a premium of $115,950. So just under $116,000, and that's with an A-rated company. So again, those 60 total payments over the next 5 years equals $129,000. When I plugged those numbers into the calculator, that gives you an internal rate of return of 5.64%. So then the question becomes, what is internal rate of return, or IRR for short? Most people are very familiar with ROI, or return on investment. That's a very different thing from IRR, internal rate of return. A very simplistic Way to understand the difference is, imagine your grandma gives you $10 or you had $10 from a birthday and you open a lemonade stand as a kid. At the end of the summer, you have $15 total. So you made $5 in profit. That's your return on investment. Okay, you put in $10, you got back $15. So you made 50%. Pretty good. But what if I asked, how long did it take to make that 50%? That's a very different question. Did it take you 1 week? Did it take you 1 year? Or did it take you 10 years? Suddenly, that matters a lot, because making 50% in 1 month is incredible, but making 50% over 20 years, not so much. And that's what the IRR tells us, the internal rate of return. The internal rate of return actually measures how fast and how hard your money is working for you. So a couple other things to consider with a strategy like this is, number one is taxes. Because if this is non-qualified money, meaning I've already paid the taxes on it, I have it sitting in my checking account, each annuity payment will have a taxable portion attached to it. And in this very specific case, the taxable portion is $217 per month or $2,600 per year. So over a 5 year period, that's just over $13,000 in taxable income. Now, that's not $13,000 in taxes that will be paid. That is how much income would be taxable. So most people are going to fall into a margin of around 15%, which comes to just under $2,000 total paid in taxes over that 5 year period. So if my client received a total of $129,000 in total payments, and we just subtract the $1,950 in taxes paid, he still received over $127,000 in his pocket. So at the end of the day, that still comes to a 9.5% discount on his mortgage payments. That is a heck of a deal. You literally just saved 10% on what you are already going to pay to your mortgage company. So some other things to keep in consideration when talking about a strategy like this to make sure it is right for you. So we talked about, number one is taxes. And if you're using qualified money or even Roth money to do something like this. Second consideration would be liquidity, because once the SPIA is purchased and issued, that money is going to stay with the annuity company. You can't call the next year and say, I've changed my mind. That's not a thing. And it's going to pay out for 5 years to someone. So if you pass away, it's going to keep making those monthly payments to someone, whoever you list as a beneficiary. Number three is the opportunity cost. So if you believe your investments can earn substantially more than the implied annuity rate, then you want to take that in consideration, okay? But keeping the money invested might produce a better outcome, but with a guaranteed product like an annuity, it would be hard to match it with another product that comes with the same safety profile. Remember, that was a 5.6% internal rate of return. That's going to be really difficult to beat with another safe money product like a CD or a bond. And then the other one is inflation, but this actually kind of works in your favor because your mortgage payment stays fixed. So that's actually a good thing, because in 5 years, that $2,150 a month mortgage payment actually feels cheaper. So that annuity payment is going to stay fixed too. And that's fine because it's matching a fixed liability that most people already have. So why I actually like the strategy, it's not because I think this is about maximizing returns. That's what annuities, they are not designed for that. It's about matching assets with liabilities. And people do this all the time with pension income. Okay, so why not do it with an annuity if you don't have a pension? If you're a person who has excess cash, you're retired, you're looking for certainty, and you're going to sleep better knowing that your mortgage payment is automatically covered for the next 5 years, even if you have it sitting there in cash, can we put it somewhere more efficient? I think there's real merit to the strategy, because you're essentially annuitizing one of your larger or largest monthly expenses. So kind of my closing thoughts on this, is Dave onto something? Actually, yes, he is. He's a super sharp guy. And I love when he sends me these kind of ideas. It takes some pressure off of me to create content and run these numbers on my own. But this concept is financially sound. And after I received this email, I actually started wondering what other bills could be, quote, annuitized. Could you cover your property taxes? Could you cover your Medicare premiums or long-term care expenses? What about car payments or boat payments or RV payments? What about retirement distributions or offsetting RMDs or the taxes on those things? And those are exactly the kinds of planning questions that separate product sales from real financial strategies. And you know, if you're the type of person, you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, or you're already retired, and you've accumulated anywhere from a few hundred thousand to several million, and you're trying to figure out a way of how to create liable income or offset liabilities without feeling completely exposed to market volatility, I offer something called a retirement income clarity call. And we'll walk through your current strategy, identify potential risk, or determine whether a guaranteed income strategy actually is appropriate for you and makes sense for your situation. And if an annuity does not fit your situation, I'll tell you that too. No pressure. I'm very much of the mentality there's plenty of business to go around. I don't have to run around and chase people to sell a product. And the best way to really figure out if an annuity might even be a good fit for you and start getting your feet wet with these concepts is to go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can find at atlasannuity.com, and then clicking on the videos tab. It should be right at the top of the page. And if you are familiar with annuities and you're wondering if the Atlas Annuity strategy would be a good fit for you, best thing to do is book a short Zoom call with me at atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar page, and we'll have a short conversation and talk about your personal situation and get your questions answered. So anyway, I want to thank everybody again for joining me. All of you who reached out just to check in to see why there wasn't any new podcast coming out. I appreciate your concern, and I appreciate you sticking around for this content, and hopefully you're finding it valuable. If you are, please feel free to share it with someone that could benefit from hearing it. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast and all that good stuff. We certainly appreciate it because it helps us get more exposure out there. So anyway, thank you again for listening. I hope you found this helpful. Dave, thank you for this idea. Again, my name is Marty Becker. This has been episode 108 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.